Wally lives in Tucson, Arizona, and is an AA archivist, historian, and author. He began his spiritual journey on October 30th of 1988. That was actually around the time of one of my spiritual journeys, too. Wasn't the most recent one, though. And while he was making a pilgrimage to Akron, Ohio, he had a conversion experience in Dr. Bob's living room. It was then and there that Wally decided to dedicate his life to studying the miraculous history of the 12-step movement. And he has been doing just that for almost 30 years now. In 1992, he became the Arizona Area Archivist, which is the keeper of records for the state of Arizona. 1 year into his term, he was asked to write a book about the intergroup and AA central offices during the 1940s. This assignment gave Wally open access to archives throughout the United States and Canada, including the General Office in New York, along with Hazleton Archives in Center City, Minnesota. After 2 years, he published a book on this history. It was while examining these records that he found that beginners' meetings were held throughout North America, where alcoholics took all 12 steps in four one-hour sessions. This meeting format contributed greatly to the 50 to 75% rate that has been reported during this time period. In August 1997, after leading beginners meetings and doing more research, Wally published Back to Basics based on this 1946 meeting format. And that, my friends, is what you and I are about to do. So it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Wally P.
Thank you. What a blessing it is to be here, and what a blessing it is to be part of this rebirth within the 12-step community. I'd like to open this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Even though there was a very extensive introduction, I'd like to just go ahead and identify one more time. My name is Wally. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi,
everybody. By the grace of God and this simple program, I have not found it necessary to take a drink or a mind-altering substance since October 30th of 1988, and for that I'm truly, truly grateful. What an honor it is to be here. What an honor it is to be part of this life-changing movement that has swept not only the United States, but all over the world. There are numerous translations of Back to Basics. All of them are done for fun and for free because, again, as mentioned, I received no income from the sale of any literature that has my name on it. And what a great host committee, the Center for Spiritual Living. We did the dress rehearsal yesterday morning, and I immediately fell in love with everybody here and the entire facility, and everybody was so gracious and so accommodating. And that's just a dream come true. This is actually the back entrance in. I did get a grand tour of the entire facility. I love it with the trees and those little walkway. And what a great venue. I think it was Guy that mentioned that when you look out, and I'm looking out right now, the chairs are all different colors, and they look like they're sand pebbles on the beach with all the different colors. Wow. And this is our breakout room, just out the door and down the hall. That's where we're going to have lunch. Lunch is going to be served, and coffee, tea, water is available. And it, as Heather said, there's breakout areas everywhere because each and every one of us is going to take all 12 steps today, just the way they were taken during the early days, slightly modified to cover all addiction. downstairs, upstairs, plenty of benches outside. But this is the ones just to the left of the entrance, but there are others throughout the facility. And again, we're going to do our best to stay on track in terms of timing. We are going to be about 15 minutes late, but there's plenty of time built in so that we'll be catching up during the course of the day and still finish at 4 o'clock this afternoon. In terms of my journey, I live in Tucson, Arizona. It's the arid zone. It's an ideal location for the conservation and preservation of archival materials. As was said in the introduction, I have had open access to every archival collection in the United States and Canada. I'm the only person within the 12-step community that has ever been granted open access to every archival collection. And that was to write the history of the in-group and the central offices in the 1940s. That's when I stumbled upon the beginners meetings, and that was my second book. Was on my second history book. You're the people that saw it as out against Silver Book. I never saw any of this coming. The first book, which is presently out of print, sold less than 2,000 copies in 15 years. That's a typical history book within the 12-step community. If we reprint it, it's going to have a new title. Big bold letters, the history book that nobody's ever read. That's the new title for it. And Back to Basics was the second one. How to Listen to God was the third one. Back to Basics is 1946. How to Listen to God is 1936. How the Steps Were Taken Before the Big Book was Written. And the beige book is 2016.
I'm glad I made this happen. You know,
coagulants, he's trying to put the stitches in.
Oh God, it's dropping off.
He's trying to tourniquet last instead of first. We get people so bogged down in taking the steps over months and months that 19 out of 20 end up just like Dan Aykroyd. We're not here to hurt people, we're here to help people. Introduce them to the steps quickly and often is the mantra from the 1940s. Another concept from this period of time that I feel very comfortable, not from this period of time, is peeling the onion. Back to Basics is just the outer shell of the onion. But what happens if you're in the kitchen and you're chopping up onions, maybe doing another Julia Child thing, and you chop them up all at once? What happens? You start to cry and you leave the room. We don't want anybody leaving the room because once you've left the room, you're at risk. 19 out of 20 are at risk. That's a large number, ladies and gentlemen. 19 out of 20. No. And back to basics, we're just going to peel the outer layer. That's what we're seeing right now in this room. And then next week, we're going to peel another layer. And the week after that, we're going to peel another layer. And we're going to keep peeling that layer. I've been peeling these layers for 27, almost 28 years now. I just did a workshop in Lake Tahoe last weekend. I was matched up with a shared partner, and there were things on my inventory that he found that challenged me, and it had never been on a previous inventory, and I've probably done 400 or 500 of them. Actually, more than that, because I think we're well over 500 in terms of the number of seminars I've personally done. I have personally taken 100,000 people through the steps, personally. Wow. Oh, I've got the best seat in the house. I get to watch your lives change right before my very eyes. And it will happen. That's a guarantee. We've never done one of these where it hasn't. Wow. Just take my card, email me, and say, you're not going to believe this, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Key concepts from the 1940s. I'm going to just blast through this because this is one of the handouts. Put no block between the newcomer and step 12. Get the newcomer step 12 as quickly as possible. This is all from the 1940s. Call the newcomer. The sponsor calls the newcomer. I don't know how that got turned around. Why would we have the sick person calling the well person? Oh, you've got to show that they really want this thing and that they're committed. Anybody who walks into the room of any 12-step program to me has done everything he or she needs to do for us to go up to them, tell them that we're their sponsor, and we're going to take them through the 12 steps at Denny's after the meeting. The sponsor calls the newcomer. And back in the 40s, that was a physical call because very few people had telephones. Read the appropriate parts of the big book to the newcomer. Many of these books were the key paragraphs were recorded, and then they were typed up and sent through mimeograph machines. I don't know if any of you remember mimeograph machines, but when I was growing up, I would always be volunteering. Teacher, teacher, I want to make the copies. I want to make the copies. And you go down and
yeah.
Mimeograph fluid was my first drug of choice. But that's what was passed around. They didn't have books. The book was $95. So they mimeographed copies of the 50 key paragraphs, which we're going to touch on today. The healing is in the sharing on ready. Okay, back with the heresy. We're going to modify this for this group because it's too large to do it. We want to speed up the process, but the sponsor writes the four-step inventory. What? Okay, crucify. No! We have the paper trail, we've got hundreds of interviews. We've got everything to validate that. The sponsor asks the questions, the newcomer does the talking, and the sponsor fills out the sheet. Make some circles, and that's the 8-step of minutes. It was 5 minutes to do a 4-step inventory. 10 minutes max. You say, well, that's not how Joe and Charlie do it. Well, that's how Joe and Charlie did it starting in the year 2000, because Charlie would stand up in front of everybody. Oh, how many people know who Joe and Charlie are? Oh, good, well over 60-70%, thank you. Charlie would say, I've got to apologize to Alcoholics Anonymous, we've made a mistake, we should have been doing this 10 years ago. We assumed in our workshops that everybody in the workshop had already taken all 12 steps, and we were taking you up a level. We're taking you to either the stitches or the bandage. This is not for beginners. Do not ever, ever, ever hand our sheets, our 4-step inventory sheets to a newcomer and ask him or her to go home and fill them up by themselves. We have had thousands upon thousands of suicides based on that process. We're not here to kill people, we're here to help people. You sit down together and do it. And how they did it, the gentleman in this audience that I was talking about yesterday, they had an overhead projector, Joe and Charlie did, with acetates and a grease pencil. And Charlie was the newcomer. Joe was the sponsor. Joe asked the questions. He was down. And Charlie would talk, and Joe would fill out the resentment inventory, the fear inventory, and the sex inventory. And they did the whole thing in less than 10 minutes. Even the Joe and Charlie worksheets are supposed to be done in 10 minutes or less. Wow. We handed him and expect this person to work on them for the next 6 months. No, that's not the original program. Okay. So the sponsor does the writing. We're going to ask that you try to fill the sheets out by yourself. If not, then your sponsor will ask the questions and fill out the sheets for you at the break. The healing is in the sharing, not in the writing. Assist the newcomer with his or her amends. We're going to do role plays on the ninth step amends. There's four type of amends. That's in your handout packet. Share guidance with the newcomer. Show the newcomer that you too are actually practicing the 12 steps. My guidance book is in the dressing room, but I'll bring it out and make sure that I have it for the next session. Your guidance book consists of a sheet of paper that has lines on it. So this is how we're going to do our 11-step guidance this afternoon. This is actually an AA meeting format. No, this is not. This is the 12-step meeting format for all addictions. This actually came out of Akron, Ohio, through Dallas, Texas, and my home group in Tucson actually uses these sheets too. So you walk into the room, they hand you this this sheet, fold it over, hand you a pen and a pencil, and this is where you write your 11-step guidance, and that's what you share during the meeting. You share your guidance from God, you don't talk about your problems. And co-sponsor the next newcomer. Teach the newcomer how to sponsor by having that person accompany you when you work with the next person. And the person, after, it's only 2 or 3 hours. Who doesn't have 2 or 3 hours to give to save a life? Wow. And then the one after that, the sponsee takes the lead. You sit back and watch, you did good. I'm saying it a little differently here. And then once that person feels comfortable sponsoring, then you cut that person loose and you become friends. The sponsor-sponsorship relationship was usually 4 to 6 weeks maximum, then you became friends. There was none of this lineage, I could trace my lineage back 6 generations. No. Okay, we're falling a little bit behind, so I'm gonna get right to matching up the sharing partners, and then we're gonna take our first break. There is a complete page, it's the back of the front page, on the guidelines of being a sharing partner. This is the executive summary. 1, to be actively involved in your own 12-step recovery. 2, to be willing to listen to what your partner has to say. And 3, to keep everything you hear strictly confidential. 1, 2, 3, ABC. Okay, let's do it. All the women that are here to take the steps, sponsor somebody through the steps, are just curious about the steps, please stand. All the women. I just read the slide to you. This is a WE program. Nobody's doing this alone. Nobody. Unless you're here just to audit the class. And then there's a few people that might be here to audit the class. If your sponsor or sharing partner is with you right now in this room, we want both of you to be seated. Or if you are going to sponsor 2 people. Anybody who is here with their sponsor or sharing partner, and those who aren't, I want you to look around, I want you to point to somebody, make eye contact, and then have both of you be seated, and that's going to be your sharing partner for today. We have had lifelong relationships. We've had people that are still friends 20 years later that were matched up like this in the beginner's meetings. Okay, is everybody done? We have a lady here. Okay, we've got a couple people here. Anybody not matched up? Okay, just make sure to point and acknowledge, point and acknowledge. Everybody good? Whoa, okay. Same for the men. Everybody stand. If your sponsor or sharing partner is with you right now in this room, we want both of you to sit down. Both of you. And if you have 2 and you feel comfortable working with 2, please all 3 of you sit down. Yeah. I work with three at Lake Tahoe. The most I've worked with is four. But you can get involved and now point to somebody that's going to be your sharing partner for the day. Point and sit. Okay, who's left over? Okay, you are. You're my sharing partner. I'm taking the steps with you. We're gonna do a fourth and fifth together. You're gonna meet your sharing partners in less than 5 minutes. Okay, let's get to the break. You'll get a sobriety card at the end. This one's from 1943. The only reason it took 6 weeks because this was the first meetings that were ever held in Windsor, Ontario. It's the oldest cards that we have in the archives, but for the first 2 weeks, they established a group. Detroit group came over to Windsor. They were already doing the beginners meetings. On the third week, they started the beginners meetings, and Wilford took all 12 steps in 4 1-hour sessions and never drank again. He passed away in the mid-1990s. Never drank again. Yes, this does work. Okay, the handouts, we're going to explain the handouts as we go. The key to the journey is symbols. The symbol for addiction is a square. No, not tilted like this. We don't want to be offending anybody. It's a square. I call it the prison cell of addiction. It's how we act when we're out there ripping and running. It's all about me. It's all about my drugs. It's all about my alcohol. It's all about my property. It's all about my prestige. It's all about my car. It's all about my girlfriend. It's all about me. And this step is described in depth and detail in this book, and it is step zero. That's how we act when you're out there ripping and running. It's all about me. Now when you go to meetings, you be able to see who in the room is on step zero, because all they want to do is talk about themselves. Now the steps were meant to talk about God and the recovery process. God and the steps. Sponsors are where you took your problems. Recovery Triangle came from Ian Smith. I already went through that. So in steps 1, 2, and 3, we're going to move from the prison cell of addiction into the beginning of the recovery triangle. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we're going to remove those little blocks that you see that are blocking us from the power and blocking us from each other. We'll get into that later in the day. But that's the symbol. And let's take our break. And let's reconvene at 10:20. And yes, we still are going to speed it up and get you out of here on time. Thank you. If anybody has